My first memory of a computer was, I must have been 6 or 7, and we were visiting friends of my parents in North Carolina, actually. And he was a professor and had this little Macintosh. I don't know what, it was about this big, maybe. Maybe 1985 or so? 6? And he showed me the mouse and how it worked, and I drew pictures using the mouse, as a 6-year-old or 7-year-old would draw. And then they showed me this program that when you type, it could speak. It was actually really advanced for what it was, 1986. So you could type and it would speak in this robot voice, and that was really cool at the time, I remember. And then they printed out on whatever kind of printer, dot matrix, I suppose, my drawing. And that was a really big deal. So that was my first computer experience. About 7, I would guess. 7 years old. And the first computer that we had was a Tandy, which is the Radio Shack brand, which was just a step up from the Commodore 64, but before the whole PC thing, IBM. And I don't know, it was a Tandy. I was like 10 or so at the time, so I don't remember. It was definitely DOS-based. It was sort of my first introduction to DOS, which later became MS-DOS, but wasn't at the time. And gray, and it was, the screen was black with orange. It was black and orange.
Black screen with...
Black with orange type, yeah. So it was all text-based, but they had some kind of cool text-based games, like little H's that you had to move around, and it was all using, like, you know, asterisks and making graphics with the text, which was fun.
Did you program?
Did I program at age 10? No. I think a little bit later in school they taught us some basic, cute basic programming. But not really. The first real graphic game we had was a Sierra game called something about Mixed Up Mother Goose, I believe it was. So it was obviously aimed towards me and my younger brothers, where you had to move this little square-headed pixel guy in various places. So it was two-dimensional. It was pretty advanced in picking up fairy tale and nursery rhyme pieces and moving them around. That was the first exciting game that we had.
And how many machines do you think you've owned?
Maybe 10 or 12 probably by now. We've gone through a lot of computers and computers that I've had at school and at work, different work environments. Quite a few. Dave has Macs, I have PCs, so I'm getting bilingual, I suppose.
Experience with the internet?
The first experience was at sort of a camp that we did. I was probably 13 or 14, and this was one of the workshops, was the internet. And again, completely text-based, but the big deal was he showed us, well, you can search for anything, like a recipe for banana split. And so he types this in, and it comes up with a recipe, and everybody oohs and ahs. I don't know what the search engine was, maybe Gopher or something back then, but I wasn't as impressed as I probably should have been at the time, because this was a big step, but I didn't quite grasp the enormity of this. I remember the pre-Windows environment. In fact, I was sort of refreshed with it, because my computer, one of the computers at my previous job, was rather ancient, and it was the one that ran the cytometers for counting cells, so they hadn't updated it, because these things are really expensive, and it had DOS, and I was sort of suddenly remembered all of these old commands and all the different, you know, like the slash P so that I can see different files. Yeah, just the DOS stuff.
The Commodore was like...
It completely baffled me because each disk, you know, the 5-inch floppy, whatever it was, would have written on it how to start the program, which is usually like California Games, something like, you know, run... quote, star quote comma 8 comma 1 and whatever we typed wouldn't work, and she would just try different things, like question mark, asterisk, you know, like typing the thing, and none of them sometimes will work, and there must have been some kind of logic to it, but since it wasn't my computer, I could never figure it out myself, and she obviously had no clue, so I just, to this day, can't do Commodore commands. They don't make any sense to me. The DOS girl. I think I was young enough when I first... the first computer that I saw. I knew that it was exciting, but I didn't understand what it was. And because they just sort of, as I cognitively sort of advanced, there were more and more computers around and just grew with it. It seems more organic, just makes sense to me that the computers, I never thought about it consciously till now. My name's Emily Reed and I'm 26.